Running Rich Safety podcast is proudly sponsored by our friends at X-Miles. They're the one-stop pit stop nutrition shop for all of your nutritional needs. From Striker to Stroop Waffles, from Morton to Mountain Fuel, they've got it all down at X-Miles, and you don't even have to go to the shop. You can go onto their website, which is xmiles.co.uk, and order to your heart's content. And the best thing about X-Miles is they have this incredible build a nutrition plan feature, where basically you put in your race, you put in how far it is, how long you reckon it's going to take, how much you weigh, and it works out how many carbohydrates and calories you need before, during and after. And you can basically add products to your list, and it will tell you exactly how many calories, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, sugars, fibres, salts, caffeines, potassium, sodiums you're getting, which makes life very fucking easy and stops you from having to read the tiny, tiny writing on the back of the packets. X-Miles have given us a discount code. It is 10%, which is actually quite a lot when you're ordering in bulk. And the best thing about this is you can do it as a kind of pick and mix. So you don't need to order 26,000 Morton gels to get free delivery. You can get basically a couple of them, a couple of Stroop waffles. I'm obsessed with Stroop waffles. A couple of bits of scratch, a couple of pH gels, whatever it is that you want to put in your bucket. Make a little delicious basket and then get it delivered free with that 10% discount, which is quite a lot when you are ordering in bulk. My cupboard currently looks like an X-Miles storeroom because I just really do like ordering things and getting loads of money off. So go to the X-Miles website, xmiles.co.uk, order what you need, put in the discount code RWSY10 for 10% off, and away you go. As you've probably realised, this podcast does contain swearing. It contains chats about mental health. It contains chats about suicidal ideation. It's very, very honest, and it's definitely not the sort of thing you want to put on in the car during the school run. You have been warned. Let's crack on. Welcome to the, what's this one called? Running Like Safety podcast. I'm your host, Ali Bailey, and I'm here joined by my friend,
Kirsty Reid.
It's episode 10, which is sad, isn't it, of season 4? Oh, well, doesn't time fly when you're having an average time?
It does. It's been hard. It's been doing hard things. 10 weeks of this.
I ask a question. I've got quite a lot of questions.
I've got so much stuff today, mate.
This is a 4-hour special, isn't it? Where do you buy a meat cleaver, and do you need a license for one?
Wow.
I need you to answer that because it's not time enough. There's not time enough.
Okay, I would suggest no license needed, and I would suggest maybe a really well equipped kitchen store. And just go in and just pretend it's all about Christmas. I'm not going to murder anybody. Don't say I'm not going to murder anybody and laugh, because then that's when you're going to run into problems.
So you get going from the manager's office with the local Bobby. Okay. All right then. Okay. That's what I'm going to do today.
Just say I need a meat cleaver for purely culinary purposes. Just say that.
A turkey neck problem that is currently haunting me and my dog.
make it clear it's not. You're not talking about plastic surgery either.
No, I'm not. I sent Kirsty a text this morning saying it's going to be a bit late. It's a turkey neck problem, and then I thought she might think I was putting my makeup on.
Yeah.
Don't want to look old.
Don't do so. Anyway, age is a privilege.
Yeah. Also, that doesn't make sense. Having handled a turkey neck this morning, they're actually very soft. I suppose it's the outside of the turkey neck, isn't it? Not the inside, which is what I was handling.
Also, it's just one of those horribly sexist things, because no one ever says men have turkey necks, do they? They always go, oh, they've aged gracefully. Or, and then they go, look at that old bag with a turkey neck.
Or they're just a cunt. Either way. Oops. That came out well. Well, I don't even know where to start here. I've got a list. It says sponsored by X-Miles, spine special, next season's topic, the book, Sarah Perry is fucking amazing, letters, then another thing that begins with H and has an R in it for you, and then buy a meat cleaver. So that's my list.
Hey, well, I had also an additional item, which was park ride.
Far Cry. Oh yeah.
Sarah Perry, The Thing with the H in It, but who is the hardest? I've
Oh.
statistically looked at this series to see who the hardest runner is, and I've got a
What do you mean the
definitive answer.
hardest runner?
It's I've
Have
got
who?
a podium of Running Won't Save You's hardest runners.
What, like real people or celebrities or producers? Hello,
Well, wait and see.
presenters. Oh.
Wait and see.
What a stacked show, guys.
Oh, amazing. How are we going to get through it in an hour? Because I've got to get to the got to get to Sheffield today for the vertebrate Christmas lunch.
Not to worry. Here's a word from our sponsors. Hello, I'm sponsor. My name is X Miles. And have we got news for you? It's Christmas, a time for huge consumption and giving things to people that they don't really want. But what if they did want it? Yeah, that's correct. You could go to X Miles and buy somebody a whole box of Morton gels for Christmas. Or sis, Beta Fuel, or frickin' Active Fruit. And it will come to you in a nice brown box. You can give it to them on Christmas Day. It's what the baby Jesus sort of wanted. And RWSY10 discount code.
There you go.
Stay delivery.
Much better, get better than giving some piece of shitty landfill,
Yeah,
isn't it?
exactly. Anthony from X-Files is basically the endurance Father Christmas. Do it. I'd love to get a box of X-Files stuff for Christmas because it's
I
fucking
would.
hard to keep yourself fed on the hill and not bankrupt yourself.
Yeah, that is very true. This week, because I've been so useless with all the X-Miles stuff, I've kept my wrappers.
Oh,
So,
good.
OTE 2.
Oh, the
Good.
OTE chew. Okay,
Yeah.
OTE chews. Good.
Victus drink for after post activity. Good. Lemon, it was lemon and apple. Yeah, it was good.
That Victus stuff is the stuff that I think looks like bath salts or sort of sex massage
Yeah,
oil.
yeah. Pillar magnesium stuff.
Yeah.
Also like that.
Okay. The feedback on Pillar from my sister and Holly has been good on the berry, bad on the punch flavour.
Oh yeah, don't like that. Yeah, absolutely concur.
Yeah. The punch flavour apparently tastes a bit like, I think Jamie told me that she'd been eating some protein rebel gels and they taste like tea and Maria, which is why I don't like them. And I've been giving them to her. She said that's because it tastes like tea and Maria. She thinks that the pineapple flavoured, what is it called? Pillar magnesium basically tastes like a cheap cocktail.
Yeah, I can't eat pineapple. It's not an allergy. I used to really like pineapples and I used to sit and eat them by the tin. And then one day I sat and ate an entire tin of pineapples and just went, oh my God, that's so disgusting. Grossed myself out so much that I can't eat them anymore.
I was going to say, is it a swingers party? Were you sitting on a bench
No, I
eating a
was about, no,
pineapple?
Ali was about 10, honestly.
Still.
But yeah, you know when you've just eaten something too much and you just can't face it ever again.
Buttermilk bars for me. Great. So
Yeah.
you've discovered CIS OTE. What does OTE stand for?
Good question, don't know. Shall I Google that whilst you talk?
No, I hope I did so. What have I discovered? Stika
Yeah.
rice bars, 50 grams, yum, carbs, are very, very nice. And the CIS Nootropics gels, which have got taurine and 200 milligrams of caffeine in them. They are a recipe for disaster. Unless that, basically, that's one of those things that should have a thing at the bottom that says, I was going to say consume comfortably, but you know what I mean. Responsibly. Consume responsibly.
I'm on the OT website. They do some amazing stuff. They've got like flapjacks and stuff like that too.
Also
But I still
available
don't know
for
what it stands
Christmas.
for. Lemon drizzle anytime bar. What?
But we could have that for Christmas.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway,
I'd be happy with that.
we've had a great time putting our little mitts into the box of dreams for X-Files, and you can too. Honestly, I think if you've got an endurance athlete in your life, or stocking fillers or anything like that, not for your kids. Don't give your kids those nootropics gels. I think it's actually much better. I'd much prefer to have something like that for my present. And also, they do things like socks and gloves and hats and other things. So, yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Thanks, X-Miles.
Can't
I mean, you can go wrong if you pick up something out of the box. It's disgusting. But,
go
I'd like to sit in some of the marketing meetings where people are like, I'm going to start a nutrition brand. And everyone's like, yeah, that tastes amazing. This is going to rival Morton. Mental. Right. Do you want to tell us your news?
if you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
On Saturday night, I received the most amazing news and biggest surprise of my entire life, that I got into Hard Rock.
This is nothing. I'm sorry. This makes me sound like I don't think that you should have. I don't know what makes me think, but it's nothing short of a miracle, is it?
It
What a
is. I
miracle.
mean, like in statistically, I went into it naively. I had a 1.2 chance of getting in. So, if people don't know about Hard Rock, it's a 100-mile race in Colorado, but it's limited to 146 people, and it's done on a lottery basis. And you amass tickets by doing qualifying races, of which there are only about 30, and only a few of them are in Europe. Most of them in America, but they've also got some in Australia and places like that. So it's really, really hard to get a qualifier. They're very, very specific about the qualifiers as well. So it's none in the UK. They have to be similar in style to the race, similar in terms of race values, because they want you to have done a qualifier so that they can kind of, you can check that box that says I will be safe in this race. But it's a massive, massive deal. I've been trying to get in for a few years. My friend Kate has been trying to get in for many, many years. I know people who have been trying it. There are people who try and get in for a decade, because the chances of getting pulled from the lottery is so small. So I am unbelievably lucky and unbelievably grateful, and it was such a shock.
It's so exciting.
It is so exciting. It's just like, it is like the chance of a lifetime. It is winning X Factor, getting in.
Oh, now you've got to
It
do that. Now you've got to do the single.
is. It's winning postcode lottery.
Robbie Britton's for Simon Cowell. You're going away, and Robbie's going to prepare you. Then you're going to come out next Christmas, 5 stone lighter with lots of Botox,
Definitely not five.
and sing a Biffy Clyro
Definitely.
cover.
No, I will be going in a very. I'm going into it very sensibly, like I do everything. And as you well know, that will not be fun.
Why is Hard Rock called Hard Rock? Is it because there's loads of hard rocks?
I can't answer that question, unfortunately. You would have to be the one. At the end of it, there is a big rock which you have to kiss when you finish.
We're all going to
So
catch something
I
from kissing fucking rocks and shit.
don't care, mate, if I get to do Hard Rock. Honestly, don't care. I mean, the reason it's hard is because it's in the San Juan Mountains in Colorado, and it takes place pretty much exclusively above 11,000 feet. I think the lowest you go is about 7,000-8,000. I think you start at 9,000, maybe. I might be getting this wrong. And you top out at 14,000 feet, so you're basically at altitude the whole time, which makes it really tough. It's supposed to, like in America, they call it really technical, but I suspect that's probably, probably means something slightly different in America. But anyway, it's hard, it's hard. It's super, super, super exciting. I was at my friend Kate has tried to get in for years, and this is her biggest claim to fame. Is 1 year she was on the wait list, and she was on I Run Far as notable women on the wait list.
Oh,
Can you
was that
imagine?
because there were no women?
No,
Or we were
because
notable?
Kate's won 100 milers in America. Kate is, even though she looks like a clown, she's actually like,
She doesn't look like a clown.
she doesn't listen to this.
That's what we all think. And then suddenly get an email from them, and it's like, oh, they do listen to us.
No, but we've had a Hard Rock watch party the past couple of years. I go around to their house, we sit there, we kind of laugh at our terrible odds. We watch people that we sort of tangentially know get drawn and get excited and stuff. And then right towards the end, so they're only 19. They separate them into, I could go down a massive wormhole on there and I won't because it's really boring, but they separate people into never done it or done it before. And then there are so many places available for each category. And they also have like a separate lottery for men and women. And in 2022, they instigated the number of the proportion of women who enter, that's the proportion of tickets they give to the women. So if it's 20% women who enter the lottery, they'll give 20% to women to try and work out that gender bias a little bit, because it has been almost
That's
exclusively
a
led
really
to men.
good way of doing it, isn't it?
It's one way of doing it. I mean, anything that race is doing to try and work that out, I think is really, really positive. And I was picked almost last, I think. There were only 19 spots for women who'd never done it, and I was picked almost last. And honestly, we're just all jumping up and down, and it's the first time Kate hugged me in our 7-year friendship. She's
Bloody
not.
hell. She'll be a
Yeah.
hugger, is she?
Not really hugger. But yeah, honestly, it was just like, I still can't believe it. I'm still absolutely in shock about it. But yeah, it's incredible. And just to put it in perspective, like how hard it is to get into, no British woman has ever finished it. And as
Are
far as
we
I can see,
sure about that now?
absolutely certain. I've asked the Oracles, I've asked Robbie Britton, and I asked James Ellison,
I was going to ask Stephanie Case because I think she's got a finger in a pie there. She could just ask somebody. But yeah, that's
yeah, maybe.
great.
But yeah, if you look on DUV statistics, you can see the results, and you can sort them by British people, and you can see, it's probably only 10, 15 British men who've ever done it, but no British woman. And it's just like, I just find that really shocking. And
It's like
like,
more people have done the Barclay Marathons.
you, well, but well, I,
It
yeah,
is.
for women, you're British women, yeah. But yeah, I just find like those things really shocking. And like,
No pressure, but
we've
you're
got to get
represented.
in.
Yeah, but no pressure, but you're representing the country, so.
Well, there is another British woman who got pulled this year as well, Elaine Batson.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's not about being the first British woman. It's about like someone's got to do it, and someone's got to encourage other women to get in that lottery. If you've got to qualify, get in that lottery, because you going in the lottery helps all other women have a better chance of getting in.
Oh, I have to go and do Tour de Gion.
No, you don't. You
Why
can
can't the
do
Autumn 100 be a qualifier?
because it's not specific.
What about Dragon's Back or the Spine? They're hard.
Yeah, but they're not specific. They're multi-day races, aren't they? They're not at altitude.
So the Tour de Gion is a multi-day race. I think the Spine
Yeah,
should be in
but
it. I think the
it's.
Spine could be in
Yeah,
it.
interesting. They've taken the tour out actually because they
Have
want it
they?
just to be 100-mile races. Yeah.
Oh. I guess they don't allow UTMB races because they're probably completely against UTMB
Do you
races.
know what? That is the one exception to everything. Is that UTMB, the UTMB in Chamonix is in it, which there is, like, they don't share their race values really, but they leave it in it because it just kind of brings more than it takes
Is it
away.
an independent race company, Hard Rock?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I
Yeah,
think
so
as someone that's running for really England, we should plaster you in St George's Cross flags.
thanks.
I
It's
think we should
okay.
do that.
I don't think that's survive. I really want to give up. But if anyone does want to, give me anything, then I will accept it, because it's going to be a very expensive summer for me.
British Airways. We've got to use someone to see EasyJet. So maybe EasyJet could do like concertina some flights together for you.
Yeah, I mean,
It'll take
yeah,
4 days to get there, but you have to go on EasyJet. But
business class would be fine.
on EasyJet, behind the orange curtain, it's the same seat, you mean? Okay.
I messaged John Barton, the MD of Vertebrate,
John Barton Claxon.
to let him know I got in, because I'm gonna have to go out and work, like be out there for a few weeks before. So I'm just gonna go and work from Colorado and be at altitude. And he read it, and he was just like, "What's the big deal about that? I've done hard moors."
Don't get hard moors confused with hard rock.
It's more difficult to get. I'm not saying hard
Hard
moors isn't
moors is
difficult,
more
but
difficult.
it's more difficult to get into hard rock for sure. But anyway, that's it. It's super exciting, absolutely amazing, and yeah, I can't believe it. And I'm almost like, I'm already worrying about all the things that could derail it. So like, I went for a run yesterday, and I was
Don't,
thinking,
stop running because you might
no,
injure yourself. So
I'm
stop.
not. Yeah, that's not my biggest worry. My biggest worry, bizarrely, is like getting arrested for something that will like mean I can't get into America. And
Oh, highly likely, especially with the meat cleaver incident that's about to occur.
I thought, what if I say something slanderous about Trump on like social media or whatever? And then last night, I had a weird, anxious dream about having to hug Donald Trump, and he had really weird, spindly black leather arms.
You do have to hug Donald Trump when you get to America, though, because he waits at the airport and everyone has to hug him.
Well, yeah, but I mean, probably me just mentioning his name on this podcast and his
He's a
weird
great guy, isn't
spun.
he?
That could
Isn't he
that
great?
yeah, he is great. That's
I
I'm gonna
so love him. He's such a
start being a
laugh, isn't he?
Trumper.
He's such a
Yeah,
laugh. I love the way
yeah.
he grabs your pussy when you get there to make you feel welcome. What a guy. Love him. Bants.
Oh,
Pure
that's it.
bants.
About of hard rock. About of hard rock. That's
No,
it.
you haven't said anything
Can't get to
nasty
the
about
country.
pure Trumpy bants.
But yeah,
Absolute
like honestly,
legend.
I was lying awake thinking, what if I've messed up the registration process? What if I've filled in the wrong box?
Oh, God, I can see the next 9 months are going to be fun.
I'll get over it. But yeah.
I'll be like driving you places. You'll be holding onto that bar of my car. Like, can you please go slower? I'll be like, I'm going 10 miles an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
But
gonna be
no,
great.
I already kind of started feeling anxious, and then I started feeling really like imposter syndrome about it. So I probably just need to read that new book.
Hey, check this. Ever heard of this author slash podcaster, Ali Bailey?
Yeah, I think
Kind of a
she's
great
amazing.
gal. She's
I'm
been a
actually really close personal friends.
Are you? She's been a big MAGA supporter since day one. Anywho. She's got a new book out. It's called 31 Days. It's really interesting, actually. It's got 31 mindset lessons for ultra runners and
Wow.
people, just life.
I really need that. I wish someone would buy me that for Christmas.
Well, it's interesting you said that, actually, because you can actually go and pre-order a copy now. Hardback comes with a bookmark with a picture of her dog on. No one knows why, and also a workbook, so you can write things in it like "I hate myself and I want to die." But then after you've read the book, you'll be like, "I love myself and I just want to go running." It's
Yeah.
that simple. It's a hack.
That is amazing. I tell you what, though, I heard from those guys at Vertebrate Publishing that those hardbacks are selling like hot potatoes.
They're selling us Streaker bars at X-Miles.
So yeah, no, you have got to get on that quite soon if you do want a
That's
hardback.
actually not a joke.
Yeah, no, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. They sold, remember, they all sold out last time, so
Yeah.
gotta get on, gotta get on with
You
it.
won't get a workbook if you don't, if you buy from Amazon, you won't get anything because Amazon will just send you it in a oil
Yeah,
field
they've only got the
package.
paper. Yeah, they've only got the
Yeah.
paperbacks.
And if you
Also,
buy it on
yeah.
Kindle, you won't get a bookmark because it's on Kindle. And
No.
if you buy it, if the only way you'll get a bookmark and a workbook is on, I was going to say, Instagram or on the Vertebrate website. That's the only place you're going to get it at the end.
Yeah, and also, in all seriousness, like we all know that buying from Amazon can be morally and ethically dubious in many ways. Oh no, am I going to get cancelled now? But one of the reasons for that is they take such a massive discount. So there's only one person who's winning when you buy a book from Amazon. They take a 60% discount for just selling it on their storefront. Whereas if you buy through the publisher, the 100% of that revenue goes to the publisher, and that means more revenue goes to the author, and more small independent publishers like us can keep putting out really good books.
And I can get my home sauna.
More importantly, yeah,
More
Ali can get a
importantly,
home sauna.
exactly. But we have I've had some really good feedback from people that have read it, which is nice because I felt a bit like, is this any good or is this just absolute nonsense? Which is how most people feel, I think, when they write a book. But I've actually had some really good feedback, including from National Treasure Sarah Perry.
What a woman.
Do
What a
you think
woman.
she has actually now ascended to National Treasure status?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's just incredible. And she should have an MBE, as far as I'm concerned. We need to
What
get
I
on
think.
that. You have to nominate people. We've got to get on that.
She's just like, so at the weekend, Sarah did a race called The Hill, which is one of the Mark Cockburn races. He's renowned for, I think he would like to fashion himself as the British Lazarus Lake, but he's not really because he's just mean. He's not even fun, he's just mean. And he does mean races like the tunnel, which is 200 miles through a 1 mile tunnel, and the bridge, which is 200 miles across the Severn Bridge. And he used to do this race called the Dead Sheep that no one ever finished and no one ever knew. He had to sign an NDA, so no one ever knew about this race, except I did have somewhat a friend who attempted a lap of it and never ran again. Not a joke. The hill is, what is it, 158 miles, I think, 48 hours up and down a hill in Shropshire called The Wrekin, 47,000 foot of vert. And you have an hour, I think, to get up and down the hill, I think. You can't fuck about.
Is it a bit less? Because it's 50, was it 56 ascents of the hill in 48 hours, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I'm just going to get the actual because I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. Sarah went and did it 6 weeks after becoming the female world champion for backyard ultra and running nearly 400 miles in Tennessee. So what have we got to
And
say about that?
she does the whole thing with exuding like a kind of quiet competence. She's not flashy, she's not showy, she just gets on with it, gets her head down. Doesn't seek the limelight. Those are the people that I really admire.
55 laps plus a bit extra up the Wrekin in Shropshire at a height of 1,335 foot. Fucking hell. With a total of four, some people do like marathons with 1,335 foot moat up it. With a total of 47,000 feet of ascent. That's twice up Mount Everest, I think. You must complete 160 miles within 48 hours. It starts at 9 o'clock at night at the halfway house Wrekin at. With a halfway house Wrekin, which is halfway up the hill. So that's an indoor checkpoint, so you can stop and get your bag and have something to eat. And I think from our communications with Sarah, she has said that she thought it would be like a backyard where she could stop and have something to eat, right? And do like some badges she could have. So she's just had to keep going. And I don't even know where to start with it. I really want to talk to her about it. And I guess at some point we will talk to her about it, but it's just beyond, I can't understand it.
It's amazing.
Barely
It's like
comprehension.
it's just on every level. It's the level of physical challenge to go up and down, like what that must do to your legs, just continually up and down, up and down, up and down, no respite. The staying awake for 48 hours, the time pressure, I would find that incredibly stressful. The mental challenge of just doing the same bit over and over again.
The weather,
Just
it's
all of it.
December and it was
Yeah,
shit.
the weather, like all of it. It's just like, we talk on this podcast, we've talked about what doing hard things means to you, and a race like that probably conflates like 10 different aspects of doing really hard things. Like, just take my hat off to her. I think she's incredible.
You're wearing a hat, what sort of hat would it be?
I'm not really much of a hat wearer, but I am
Me
a winter wear just like a woolly hat when I'm running or walking. But it does mean you don't have to brush your hair for the winter, which I do enjoy.
You are a beanie, you're a beanie baby.
I am a be yeah beanie.
Beanie baby.
I can't wear a trucker cap. I mean, I
I
will
can't either because of
if
my
it's
hair, and
hot.
I can't wear a beanie because of my hair because I look like a gnome.
Yeah, that's true. Like a sort of big daddy gnome.
Talking of Big Daddy,
Oh,
fucking have I got some Big Daddy news for you? I got a message from Mel Sykes. Ew, he said, my mate Earl, he's Big Daddy's nephew. I was like, fuck off, is he? He is Big Daddy's nephew. And he said, it's a
yeah.
voice note, and here it is.
Hey up, Sally. This is Earl Crabtree. Great friends with the legend that is Mel Sykes. And she mentioned to me that you were talking about Big Daddy on the podcast, which is always great to hear. A little bit of a family connection, obviously, there, as he was my uncle. Very proud that he was a national treasure and more popular back in the day than what football was. Wrestling got about 10 million viewers every single week. ITV, World of Sport with Dickie Davis, Kendo Nagasaki, Catweasel, Mick McManus. The list just goes on and on. And my family ran British wrestling back in the day, which was fantastic. I went obviously into rugby league and had a good professional career. Very proud of that as well, representing my country. But never got to the limelight that Big Daddy, or the esteem that Big Daddy was held in. What an absolute top bloke. Very, very proud to be a part of that family history. And what people don't realise is his dad, Shirley Crabtree Sr., was a rugby player. So we have a long sporting legacy. Unfortunately for me, I avoided the leotards and ended up going into rugby league instead. So yeah, there's the family connection. Anyway, take care.
That's not the biggest news you had about Big Daddy this week, though, was it? I had to break some quite difficult
Oh
news. He was no longer with us.
yeah. I was like, maybe we get Big Daddy on the podcast. Maybe if I organise a séance, which I could do. But we've just got a voice note from Big Daddy, but not from Big Daddy. He's dead. Sorry.
God.
Oh, don't cancel me. From Big Daddy's nephew.
That's amazing. That is incredible.
Yeah, it's a small
Hey,
world.
it is.
Is there
Shall
anyone you want to
we?
contact, dead or alive? Because if you do, say it, and we're manifesting it now.
You know what? I do want. Yeah, I do want to contact anyone who's done Hard Rock so I can just mine their brain.
Oh my God, Kirsty, so got so
Oh
boring
no,
talking
I'm
about
going to be
Hard
annoying,
Rock.
aren't I? I like a project. Can we talk about Park Ride?
Sure, we can talk about
Ali
Park
did
Ride.
Park Run, her Park Run SmackDown at the weekend, and as an external observer, I believe it went very well. What
Not
do
as
you
well as
think
we're
about
not.
it?
Well, not as well as we'd hoped, but then actually, I sort of knew I couldn't do sub 20. So the aim of the game, everybody, was to get. Try and get a sub 20-minute park run, which is a hard thing for me to do. That's why I did it for the to train for. I trained for it because I was, wanted to do a hard thing, and the hard thing for me is running fast. And I did it straight after Dragon's Back. I did the train straight after Dragon's Back, so it's been like 3 months. And September, very much over September, October, November. Yeah, 3 months, and it was hard sessions every week, and then also training for the spine alongside it, which isn't really something that people tend to do. My previous parkrun time was 24 minutes and 22 seconds, dog assisted, dragged by the waist by my dog. And I would like to get a sub 20. I don't know why I picked that number up my ass, but I thought that it would be a fun project, but also hard. But I knew I couldn't do it. I sort of There's an interesting chapter in the book about believe, achieve, right? And people think that if you believe something, you can do it. But that's actually bollocks because I, for a long time, have believed that I'm going to marry Brett Goldstein. Still not happened. And Jason Fox. Not happened.
Robbie Williams before that as well.
Robbie Williams. No, it was never Robbie. It was always Mark.
Okay.
And so once you get a believe, achieve, you need to believe, do the fucking work, and then you might achieve, but you might not. And when I was doing the work, I was like, I don't think this is within my grasp. And there was part of me that was like, fuck it, I might as well not bother. But then there was another part of me that was like, actually, the result doesn't really matter because you're having a new experience, so you're going through a new process. And so that's fun, and try and make it fun, even though sometimes there were times where I felt my lungs were actually going to start melting. So off I went to park one. Never, I haven't really been to a park run outside London. There was like 25 people there. Lots of people on Instagram were like, fucking hell, is that it? I was like, what? I thought this was what all park runs were like. Apparently not. And because lots of people said to me, you're gonna have to get to the front, and it's quite hard, like elbows out, getting to the front. I just walked to the front, stood there, the started at the front, and nobody had any elbows out. Yeah, cracked on, finished in 2058 according to my watch, 21:17 according to the park run time. I think the park run was a bit long. It was 3 miles 15, not 3 miles 10. But Mr. Fucking Race Director's like, it's because there's trees on the course. I'm like, it's because your fucking clicky wheel's wrong, mate. So I'm gonna go off my 5K time off my watch because it's better. But yeah, 58 seconds slower, 59 seconds slower than I would have liked. But did I try hard? Yeah, I did. Were my little legs turning over as fast as they could? Yeah, they were. At the time, could I have tried any harder? No. But for the whole day when I got back, I was like, you definitely could have tried harder. So that was fun.
Yeah, you
That
need to
was
read
fun.
that book, that 31 Days by
I know.
Natalie Bailey.
Well, I did cope really well with it. And I spoke to a lot of people about it. And I am proud of myself because it's a massive PB, right? But
Absolutely.
it's fucking, and it was raining, it was windy. I'll put all the excuses in.
Yeah.
But it's really hard.
It is incredibly hard, yeah. I find park run really hard.
So hard. So I'm gonna,
Yeah.
so I said I wouldn't go back and do it again, but I have got a bit of beer in my bonnet about the sub 20. And I think maybe with a bit more training, it might be within reach. And it would be an amazing thing to go, oh, I really worked hard to get to that. And then I did get to it. So I think I might, I'm not bothered. Like, I'm like, that's a pretty all right time. I'm happy with like the work I did. I really am like at peace with it, but I did sort of enjoy it as well. When I was actually doing it, I loved it when I was doing it. It was like, this is great. I feel terrible, but I love it. And I genuinely did love it. It hurt, and then for the whole day afterwards, I felt like I had a chest infection because my lungs. Remember, I smoked 40 a day for like fucking however many years. I only stopped 2 years ago, and still, if I run fast or go up, do a lot of ascent, my lungs hurt. So I did feel shit. But I suppose that shows that I worked hard. But really, it's just a case of it doesn't, the result doesn't really matter. Yeah, that was the fastest I've ever run a 5K. I did a good job, best job I could, and there's something left to work on. And do you know what? In life, you never fucking complete anything, do you? There's always something you can work on. So in
Yeah.
March, when I'm post Spain, I will be back to try and see what I can do. And it will be different because it'll be going towards spring, summer. It won't be as cold. I'll be able to ride my vest and have a nice time. We will see what happens. But
Yeah.
it's a lot to take off at the minute.
Yeah, but yeah, and it's not really about the time. The time's an arbitrary target, isn't it? Did you see the Growth Equation newsletter last week?
No, why did it mention my
We should
park run?
do we should do a list of newsletters as well. Like the list of books that we put on the website, on
Yeah,
the
Kirsty's put
Instagram.
all the books up on Instagram. So if you go to our bio on Running Won't Save You dot no, Running Won't Save You Pod on Instagram, there is a PDF with all the books on there. Thanks for doing that. I
Yeah,
appreciate you
and
doing that.
I'll do a newsletter one as well because I think they're brilliant. Some of these are brilliant, but yeah, this week it was all about what was it called? Consistency over intensity. And one of the things it said was how do you keep momentum going and minimize stopping, because it's all about momentum, right? And one of the things is reward the work. For any pursuit, you spend 99% of your life on the climb and a fraction of 1% at the summit, which is so true. And it says when all you talk about is the result, you're setting yourself up for lots of starts and stops. But when you put the work first, even after a bitter defeat, there's a hint of progress you can hold on to, which I think is good. Yeah, and it said lots of other good stuff too, but we could post this.
Think it was a bitter defeat?
No. That's their words.
Guys, I came
But
third at Parkrun.
you can't come third at Parkrun.
Third
It's
lady.
not a
Third lady.
race.
Third
It's
lady
not.
V44.
You
The
are
FV
turning
44.
into all of the things that we mock.
I was fifth overall. and I was third. Actually, I was eighth overall, and I
This
was
is
third.
making me dislike you.
And also, but the winner won in 17 and a half minutes.
Wow.
And then I went to the goats' Christmas party because the goats are my little running club in South Wales, the Mountain Goats. And there was a bloke there, and they did a little quiz, and his team name was 2 times 16. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? It was parkrun time, 16 minutes. So I retorted with, well, you couldn't run 100 miles. You know
Yeah.
why? Because I'm a fucky. Underneath it all, I'm just like them.
Okay, let's move on. Oh dear.
Anyway, more of that next season, maybe.
Great, because I'll really be interested in positions in parkrun.
Absolutely. What have we got here? So we've done X Miles, we've done Sarah, we've done the book, we have done By the Meat Cleaver, we've done Hard Rock, which I've called Dark Rock, and we have Who is the Hardest?
Do you want that? Do you want
Who
my
is the
podium?
hardest geezer of the
Well,
podcast?
this is proven most mentions on the series. And I've gone back and re-listened to the
Fucking
series.
hell, are you okay, hon?
Yeah, I mean, it probably wasn't as scientific as it could have been because I was like just in the car or whatever. Okay, in reverse order then. Third spot on the podium, we've got John Barton.
There's the hardest geezer, John Barton. Okay.
Yeah, most mentions in the series. If we talk about him, third most, then he must be third most toughest person.
That is exactly scientifically correct. Yes.
Yeah, we know he is. He's
Ultra
ultra walked
John.
the spine Challenger North.
He
What
ultra
else has he
walked
done this
it.
year?
He jogged it, a bit of it.
He might have jogged the first bit, but yeah. In second place, most mentions on the series, we've got Goggins, David Goggins.
Oh, Buggins.
Yeah, I mean that seems fair. If it just feels like every episode we mention Goggins.
Yeah.
Topping the podium, it's not going to be any surprise to anybody. And actually, this person does listen, Hannah
Of course it is. Hannah
Rickman.
Rickman.
Approximately averaging about 327 mentions per episode. 10 out of 10 human being deserves top of the podium as far as I'm concerned.
100%,
The
100% pure Rickman.
hardest reader awards.
The hardest reader awards all goes to double up bastard
She
Hannah Rickman.
can rock a three quarter length in any weather.
She can run down a hill with a fucking donut in her mouth.
Sandwich, Nutella sandwich. She can. Is there anything that woman can't do?
No,
Throw some bad weather.
she's come up with some of the most inspiring and used quotes of the generation, including "fuck about and find out." Which she stole from someone else.
Yeah.
Laugh or quit. And the fell rolling mantra, be bold, start cold. Thank you, Hannah, for your
I
input.
do not think that she came up with Be Bold,
I
Start
just
Cold.
said the
I
fell
think.
rolling mantra, be bold, start cold.
Okay. What was I going to say then?
Runner, plagiarist, donut eater.
She also puts us straight on a lot of scientific matters, about like for instance about the hot wee. We talked about when you sometimes do a hot wee,
Yeah.
and she said, "What are you talking about?
I feel like when you do a wee and it's really hot, comes out
Oh,
as
you
steam.
are idiots." And it's always the body temperature, apparently. But I mean, I'm probably going to push back on that, I think.
My body temperature is about
She
88
also taught me what
degrees.
sweet and savory means. Anyway, yeah,
And
that's the.
we recently found out that after watching the Lee Mack presented ITV World show, The 1% Club. She is indeed in the 1% Club.
Whereas we're very much in the sort of other 99%, aren't we?
I think that's not fair on us. It was about 83%. But yes. He placated me with a, well, he got it wrong and he's a mathematician. I'm like, yeah. It's simple maths. So that's well, congratulations, Hannah. You'll be receiving absolutely nothing in the post, but you can go around saying that you are first female vet 42 or whatever you are, 36.
No, she's in her 30s. Oh my
I'm quite
gosh.
offensive. I think everybody is
We
my
give with
age.
the one, we give with one hand, we take away with the
That's
other.
my USP.
It literally
Yeah, keep it real.
is.
Keep it real. What else have we got on this list of things to do? Have we had, oh, have we had, we haven't had anything back from the Boston Bellend, non-binary Boston Bellend.
Not as far as I know. I mean, I have obviously been keeping an eye on them, but
You've been
no,
keeping
not as far
quite a
as I
close
know.
eye on them, haven't you?
No. I mean, I was momentarily enthralled by their fantasy lifestyle.
Love a fantasy lifestyle.
But
Honestly,
yeah.
just I feel like we should make a fucking like there should be a documentary about these people. Like that picture you sent me the other day of the person that's training for that race, who's like they're now at the pointy end of training and they've done absolutely no miles for the last 3 months. It's like why have you put this on the internet? It's like me
Oh, I
saying,
don't
it's
know.
like me saying, I don't know, dreams can come true. Look at my Land Rover Defender and then put a picture of my car up, which is not a Land Rover Defender. Look at it, it is one. It's like fucking hell. Absolutely magic. You people are living in Narnia.
The good thing about these people is you sort of forget about them, don't you? It's like so occasionally somebody will send me something like, "Oh, look at this idiot on Instagram," and I think, "Oh, do you know what? I'd totally forgotten that person existed."
Yeah,
So it's like
actually
they drop off.
nowadays it just raises this sort of smile and a God, that's mental. And then
Yeah.
you move on. Yeah, like when you watch like the Tinder swindler or listen to Sweet Bobby, you're like, fuck, that's nuts. You just move on. Instead of me getting into a like existential rage about the fact these people are lying cunts. Do you want to go out for a wee? Pickle needs to go out for a
Yeah.
wee. I have to go out for a wee in a minute.
A hot wee.
It's a name storm outside, so she might go flying past the window like Buffy, like the cow in Twister.
Like a patio chair will get knocked over.
Oh, it's Wales, so it's bigger than a patio chair. It could be intense flooding of the garden, but let's not worry
All
about
right, all
that.
right, Billy Big
Big girl
Bollocks.
now, South Wales. Sure. Right, have you got ideas for next season's topic?
Oh, you've dropped that on me.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
But
flipping
I thought I might
heck.
get something good out of you. Like it might just come to you.
Well, as you know, I need thinking time. Are you keeping me on for the next series?
Yes, you are on. If
Okay.
as long as you sign the NDA. About what happens when we're not pressing record.
How could you possibly be more inappropriate than when we are recording?
I could be, but you would not get to America.
Yeah, okay, that's got to be my
You know what?
priority.
When I was at Atlantic, what record company was I at? Probably best not to say. We had this band, and one of them had been done for smoking weed when they were like 15 and or possession of weed. And they were doing a US tour, and he wasn't allowed to go. He was the drummer, and he wasn't allowed to go. So he had to watch all his bandmates go off on tour without him. Is that awful? Like he just
Yeah.
sat. He did work. He basically sat in the work experience in the office, like just helping us to like mail stuff out while his mates were like supporting Whitesnake on tour in America. It was like
Yeah,
this is fucking horrendous. That's how shit. That's shit, isn't it? Yet people like Russell Brand are allowed to go and work there.
I'm not saying it's right. And if anyone from immigration is listening, I've never done anything like that in my life.
Absolutely not. Also, they don't like a joke, do they? The immigration people in
No,
America.
no.
A bit like Russia.
Yeah.
They don't really like a joke, do
Okay.
they?
Now worried about getting through immigration.
Really, whoa, have you got anything in your suitcase that shouldn't be there, ma'am? I have two blocks of Cathedral City Cheddar. I thought, do I tell the LAPD that I've got it in my bag or do I risk it? And I risked it and I got them
Wow.
through.
Wow.
Yeah, for my friends Raz and Mike. Because you can't
Wow.
get cheese in LA.
So yeah, if anyone needs some Cathedral City moving,
Yeah, or maybe a little
Alice
bit
the
of
woman.
apple cordial, Ribena. Send me on my way.
It's like the operation to get squashed to Cormier for last year's tour. Do you remember
Yeah,
that? Everyone in
exactly.
Italy was like, our friends Crystal and Rich are driving out. Does anyone want anything taken over? We had this like a crate of 67 bottles of squash for people.
Yeah, and we had to separate it between like Robbie, John Kelly, and like some other people that were weird. Like, and it was like now we're
Yeah.
here. We have to divvy it up between them. We have to make sure it's correct. And sweets. Then
Yeah.
he was like, "I want these sweets," and it was like, "You can get those sweets in fucking Carrefour, right? Did we not find sweets in Carrefour?" Anyway, fucking idiots. Anyway, so what? So next season's topic. You can pick a topic for the book if you want, guys.
That's a good idea.
Why don't you buy the
Brings
book
up
and pick a.
book.
Pick a coffee from the book. How many of us sold out? How many of us sold out? Pick a coffee from the book. Also, I'm going to go and do the spine, and it's not going to be, and I'm not going to have a podcast to moan about it on. So I decided to do a spine special because I'm a narcissist.
Yep.
But I also thought that people might think that it was interesting, maybe. Because it is
Yeah,
interesting,
no, they
isn't
would
it? The
think it's
spine.
interesting. yeah. I'm volunteering at Bellingham. If anyone's running the spine, I will see there.
Do you know what you should do? You should take some
You
voice
don't need to do a
notes.
special on me.
You should take some voice notes while you're there of what you're saying. Because you'll forget.
What?
Of what
Take
you
what?
take some voice notes of what you see at
What?
Bellingham. But there is a
Oh, what I
man,
see. Okay.
he's crying. He's looking at a photo of his family and he's crying. Because Bellingham is basically a field hospital.
I did see some stuff, but then some stuff, if it happens on the hill, it has to stay on the hill, doesn't it?
100%, but it is a field. Bellingham is a field hospital. That's what it is. You have to sleep on the fucking
Yeah,
floor.
I'm
Like,
slightly nervous about that.
how many miles in is it? 230 miles in or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the last one, isn't it? The
Yeah, it's an
last
absolute mess. And it's, and Kirsty, I think you Kirsty decides, I think she's going to be in charge of the checkpoint.
No, I'm 100% not in charge of the checkpoint. I am not allowed responsibility in these situations.
Don't be funny. I've got an email. Do you want to hear
But
it?
yeah, no, I think it's a good idea for you to do. Yeah, go on then.
A letter from, tell you what, the very outside is scaring me. Can you hear it? You hear that? It's like,
I can't. Yeah, and it's not great in the lakes.
okay, well, let's not worry about being flushed away. I might get flushed away in a minute. Hi, Ali, Kirsty, and Holly. And the gang. Have we got gang? Ali, Kirsty, Holly, and the gang.
I think
Firstly,
they're talking about Pickle and Gilbert.
yeah. Hi, guys. Hi, people. Firstly, I bloody love the podcast. Thanks for always being honest, funny, so interesting, and never saying things like pain is weakness leaving the body. I've thought a lot throughout your episodes, the series, about what doing hard things means to me, and I've come to realise that it isn't putting in the miles, showing up to the gym for strength training, or even dealing with the mind-bending phenomenon that is Dartmoor. Of the Dartmoor mile, sorry, that will always, without fail, take twice as long as a normal mile. For me, it's asking questions of my body and being prepared to accept the answer, even if it isn't the one my perfectionist brain is looking for. Interesting, isn't it?
Ooh.
For two solid decades, this conversation was wholly one-sided. If the training plan said 25 miles, then 25 miles is what would happen. Even if my body was emphatically telling me I was pushing too hard and it couldn't keep up, I never listened because I couldn't. I ran marathons on busted tendons and an ultra a week after gastroenteritis, and even my good races was just miserable. Mental health struggles, the pressure to always achieve, and a lifetime of learning that being kind to yourself was weak meant that I pushed and pushed and pushed until eventually my body broke. The final nail in the coffin of, see, I told you were worthless and you couldn't do it. A few years down the line, a load of therapy, some excellent legal drugs, and an incredible physio. Shout out to Jake. Our friends who were there for it all, shout out to Anna. I'm now finding my way to a whole new relationship with my body, my inner child. Talk about my inner child in a minute. And my wondrous perfectionist brain, who it turns out just needs to be given a job to make sure I turn up for strength training every week. That's the job. And told that the rest of it was none of her fucking business. All of this rambling brings me to what doing hard things means to me. Learning to really truly listen when my little tiny vulnerable inner self says not yet. Oh. One more rep, not yet. Run this hill, not yet. Increase the mileage, not yet. Didn't we talk about not yet the other week?
Yeah, Carol Dweck talked about the power of not yet.
As an endurance runner, I'll always be able to push myself. So listening to my body isn't lazy or weak or a sign I don't want it enough. It is the very heart of kindness, of finding joy and learning to know myself on a deep and visceral level. In the last few weeks, the little voice has taken a breath, and instead of not yet, has quietly said, yes, okay, I trust you, let's do it. I hope one day to run 100 miles. Not yet. Or maybe yet. For the first time ever, it feels like it may be possible. Much love and admiration, Helen. Helen also didn't say the anonymous, so I'm saying her name is Helen. Can I give out her email address?
Stop it. Well, that I mean, that's really good, isn't it? It's really nice to hear. We often people write in with issues that they're having, but it's really nice to hear from somebody who's had an issue and then done the work and found some solutions.
Asking questions of my body and being prepared to accept the answer, even if it isn't the one my perfectionist brain is looking for. I love that. That was my parkrun experience. Can you do this? Not yet.
Exactly. It was a not yet, wasn't it? It
Yeah.
wasn't a it's not a yes or no, it's
No,
a
it's just not
not
yet. You
yet.
can't do this yet.
I'm on a curve of progressing towards sub 20.
Yeah, will you be able to do it next time? Don't know. It doesn't matter though, does it? If it's not yet, it's not yet. It really doesn't matter. It's about being nice to yourself. And really, like, ultimately, I think what everyone could take from the last 10 weeks of podcasts is that if you fuck your body up, you're not going to be able to go running. And we all like running. Most of us do. That's why we're listening to this podcast. Although I have had messages from people who are not runners who listen to this podcast. I guess a bit like people like me who listen to Parenting Hell that don't have children.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag of listeners. But thanks, Helen. That's magical. I went in there to look and see if we had an update on Bellend Boy, but we don't. Maybe he's murdered the girl,
We
the
found something.
person.
We found something better. I think perfectionism is a that is a very big issue with runners and athletes in general. They're generally very driven people, generally give themselves a really hard time, often have very perfectionist tendencies, and that can lead to a lot of different types of issues, can't it? So that's not a bad topic for next season.
It is actually a good idea. That's a good one. But listen, we'll put up a post and ask you, because you always give us really good ideas. I think do hard things might have come from one of you lot. So we'll ask you. Perfectionism could definitely be in there. And we also, there's a really good book. The Are You Mad at Me book talks a lot about perfectionism, doesn't it? And about how to, because
Yeah.
it is quite hard. But I think that I'm rolling with that. It's all just an adventure. Like, it's all just part of the process. And it really works. Like, I've noticed a lot of people who I've been talking to about spine who are really worried and wound up, and they're already ruining their Decembers by worrying about it. And I'm like, there is no need to worry. Like, if you've got all the, if you, you get a list of stuff to take, put it in a bag. So you do that once, and then you just go and you just get from A to B in the quickest time you can get there, or whilst looking after yourself. That's all we've got to do. And people will be looking after us and watching us do it. So it's safe. So let's just see what happens. But like, it's that simple, isn't it? But people like to make it more complicated. I don't really know why. Do you think it's like we need to give ourselves something to worry about?
I mean, is it partly with races like that, the kind of you're thinking about the level of trauma that you're going to go through? I know if I think about doing the if I did the tour again, I would probably be worried about it because I know some of the places my brain went to and I know how confused I was and how frightening bits of it were and stuff like that. So I wonder whether it is that kind of just worrying about the level of trauma rather than I mean, it's like if I think about doing like I'm doing Tour de Helvellyn in 2 weeks.
What a great race.
Oh, it's an amazing race. I love
Shout
it.
out to Joe and Stuart now for.
Yeah, and you get to start any time between like I think it's like between about 7 and 9 or whatever. So it doesn't feel like a race, and I don't get stressed about it, and I don't worry about it. And obviously, it's 30-something miles, so you're not gonna be out overnight or whatever. I wouldn't worry about that in the same way as something like I haven't, obviously I haven't done the spine, but something like that because
I think
you've
tour
got a
is pretty.
different
I think
set of.
you can compare it to tour and trauma situation, can't you? Because it's.
Yeah, you've got a different set of things to worry about. Do you know what I mean? I wonder whether it's partly that. I don't know. I don't know.
I read a quote. I can't remember what it was, but the quote was: "We suffer more in our imagination than in reality. We always suffer more in our
Yeah,
imagination
because
than reality."
your body doesn't know the difference between worrying about something and imagining it's going to happen, whatever, and it actually happening.
Yeah,
Your
exactly.
brain just interprets both things the same way, doesn't it?
Yeah, but so there's no point in suffering in your imagination. That's really made me think there's no point in suffering in my imagination, because if I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it twice, and I don't want to do it twice. Like, I only want to do it once. But also, I really do like a problem solve, and I'm like, I've suffered a lot on races, and I've gone through a lot of shit, and in my life, and I'm like, well, my main aim in life is to be able to problem solve. That's what don't so I don't suffer as much. So you have to suffer through it to be able to understand how the best way to respond to it, right? So I actually see the spine as like a big problem solving thing, and how much can I take before I pull the plug? And pulling the plug isn't bad. It just is what it is. Like, I went out on Saturday. I'm doing a 50K race this Saturday, called the Celtic Trail Ultra in the Avon Forest. And I went out to have a look at the route, just to shoe choice, and also had to do a 17-mile run after my 5K SmackDown. Thanks, Holly. And fucking hell, it was a shit show. It was pissing with rain, absolutely hammering it down with rain. The minute I got out of the car, I was like, this is a joke. I was soaked within 5 minutes. You know, when your leggings look like wetsuit leggings. It wasn't
Yeah.
cold, so I didn't put on. So I was like, look, it's not cold, so I'm not going to put on waterproof trousers. I'll put them on when I need to, because I was really doing a good sort of spiny test of how much can you cope with, like, water-wise. Can you cope with wet pants? I was wearing waterproof socks. Might as well have not bothered, because I was knee-deep in water and they only went up to ankles, so they filled up. Like, rivers that weren't supposed to be there, mud, deep, thick forest mud. It was fucking hilarious. Pickle was like, "This is so cruel, mother." But it was a like right, and the whole time I had a massive smile on my face. I was like, "This is really good fun because it's only 17 miles. Can I cope with 17 miles? Absolutely soaked. You know, my jacket wetted out. There was no way it was never going to wet out." And I was like, "This is actually really good fun." I was singing some Bruno Mars. It was pissing with rain. It was super windy. But I was like, "Well, it's all a big test, isn't it? Really?" And that's what the spine will be. And there'll be times when I'm hungry, sad, depressed, like traumatized, probably, maybe. But there'll also be times where I have a good laugh and start to hallucinate and weird shit happens and the child me starts following big me down a road. And that's what we do it for, really, isn't it? So, yeah, we'll see. And it's like, you're not going to war. You can pull out at any time. And there's nothing clever about or brave about, like, if you decide you want to do something and you're going to do it, like look at Sarah Perry. Sarah Perry isn't a savage, brute, little Miss Savage, brutal. She's not going to go on a fucking podcast and be like, pain, it was like, you know, the pain was incredible and I pushed through it and now I've got a shattered fucking femur or whatever. Like, that's not what she is. She wanted to do it. So she went and problem solved and got herself to do it. And that's for her. And she'll quietly get on with her life, right? Like, that's what we're all doing. That's what we all should be doing. No one's looking at us and no one thinks we're hard. Loads of people finish the spine. Like, it is a very hard race, but it's a very personal journey, isn't it? And I think I do write blogs and stuff about when I'm sad. Like, the Rat Dragon's Back blog was really horrible, but I wanted to be really honest about how I felt on that race and how I got through it. So if other people feel like that during a race, they can be like, they can take a bit of inspiration from it and be like, you can get through it. But it's not about being like the hardest geezer. It's about, this was my journey. I'm sharing it with you. That's it. And
Yeah.
yeah, that's how I sort of feel about the spine. I'm just like, it's just going to be like a load of problems to solve. And if I can solve them, that's amazing. And if I can't, well, you know, not yet.
Yeah, I think we talked a few weeks ago, didn't we, about that blind tolerance that, it's not a sustainable strategy to just get your head down and just keep going through and say, oh, my feet are knackered, oh, I'm cold. Oh no, I've got my base layers really wet. I'm just going to carry on though because that's what toughness is. Actually, toughness is stopping and changing your socks and getting dry and warm. And if it gets into too much of a dangerous situation and you're gonna, be a hazard for the safety team, then dropping out is sometimes the brave and right thing to do, isn't it? And also if you're having a really terrible time, like sometimes there's no argument for continuing to put yourself through that. I think the more of these long races you do, that it's almost like a series of races within a race, isn't it? You like today, I feel brilliant and it's amazing, and I've had a bit of a sleep and I've had some food and everything's going really well and running really well. And then 2 hours later, it's just like the end of the world and I feel terrible and I can't see myself continuing. And then, and it's just you ride that roller coaster the whole way, don't you? And but I think there does. I think it's absolutely fine if there comes a point where people say, "This is I've had enough. This is too much. I don't want this anymore. I wanna stop. I'm not getting out of it what I thought I was gonna get out of it." So yeah, it's definitely definitely not something to. It's not a finish at all cost thing, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's like if you are doing a big race like the spine races, take a fucking step back and like realize it is a hobby, it's supposed to be fun, and it's a challenge, but you only need to pack your bag once. You only need to like, you don't need to suffer in your imagination because you're going to go out and do the thing and you can suffer then if you need to suffer at all, but you might not need to suffer. It is just a big adventure. You're going to be with a load of other people and you're going to be in the safest place you could possibly be because you have got fucking 20 people on site watching your tracker and thousands and thousands of people off site watching your tracker. So nothing's going to fucking happen to you. You're going to be all right. You're going to be fine. Fast forward to something terrible happening on
I
the
think in the summer they had 1.5 million views on the open tracker.
Wow.
It's nuts.
Maybe I should advertise the book pre-order. I should get a barcode on the back of my
Yeah.
pack so people can scan for the book pre-order.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, you've got to finish it because if you don't, people won't believe that you're any of your mindset stuff. And I'm like, that's a load of shit as well. Because just because you've written a
Yeah.
book about mindset doesn't mean that you can finish races. That's just such a load of stupid things to think. But I think this stuff all the time. And I am like everybody else, you know, like yesterday, I was like, is this good, John? Is selling this about and taking this about, but good? Is this good on the grand scheme of things? It's like, on the grand scheme of what? Like, everybody's book is different. Everybody's sales are different. You can't you can't measure it like that, but it's like that validation, isn't it? Of, am I allowed to stop? You know how people say, I'm only going to stop if I get pulled by a medic? It's like, well, you know your body probably better than a medic does, because a medic's never fucking met you before. So why can't we just make these decisions ourselves? It's like we have to be validated in our decision making, which is kind of the self-worth thing, isn't it? So it's worth thinking about, can you make those decisions for yourself? And I honestly think I can make those decisions for myself now. I don't think I need anybody else telling me what to do. And I'm actually really excited about it. I can't wait to be out in the quagmire and the horror with everybody else, like all doing a similar thing and having a good laugh. Like I'm taking a completely different tack to how what I did with Dragon's Back, and I'm looking at it as an opportunity rather than a soft fest. And I actually think I've come around to the idea that I'll probably do Dragon's Back again with a better attitude. Well done, Shane. You brainwashed me into fucking
Yeah, here's my £3,000.
have another £3,000 for my money, because you've got all the rest of it. I just paid the rest of my fucking Northern Traverse entry, because I was like, I probably will do that actually. Fucking hell. Oh, anyway, anything else to say?
I don't think so. I'm just looking at your chapter list of
Hang on a minute, quickly. We have discovered an incredible marathon investigation page on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
We've been sent it by a harmless fan of the pod.
I can't remember what it was, but it was
Jay-Z Rum sent it to us. It's not actually Jay-Z. I don't think he listens to the podcast. Say that, probably going to get an email from Jay-Z, aren't we? Saying I do. Also, Richard E. Grant's put up loads of pictures of his house, and it's really, really nice.
What
Official.
surprising.
Okay, the Instagram thing is called Run Official. Official unofficial time, all one word, official unofficial time. And they have case files. They basically investigate cheats, protecting the integrity of the marathon, upholding chip times, exposing Strava inflation, share suspicious race posts via to DMs. This page is satirical, except it's not satirical, is it? Because
No, I don't think they know what satirical means.
they are actually fucking getting people, and they've got a call. They've got official Marathon Integrity Unit Quarterly Insights Report.
I can point them in the direction of some Instagram pages that are satirical, but not
Please,
intentionally.
please point them in the direction of some of these. This is so good. Offender submissions are up 1,037% quarter on quarter. Emerging trends link offenders with specific identity markers. Data reveals clusters across coaching, affiliations, and aesthetic choices. Integrity KPIs remain below industry benchmarks. It's so good. And they have these, and the way they do it is they have like these case files, which look like police case files, and it'll be like at underscore iron underscore Ryan underscore event Melbourne Marathon. Case file 25, the sub three that never crossed the finish line. Edit, suspect has officially confessed to falsifying a sub three just to stir the pot. The second alleged sub three claim from 2021 remains under active investigation. And the whole investigation is there, including pictures, all of it. With Iron Ryan, he was seen walking around the finish line on his phone before he'd finished the race.
Oh, I think they did him on marathoninvestigation.com as well.
So good.
Is he like a TikToker?
Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't he claim a medal as well? He just like walked onto the course and claimed a medal.
Yeah, then he's like, yeah, I just did it to stir the pot. What pot?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I mean, it's almost like we're behind this Instagram account.
I only wish I had the time. Whoever is doing
I
this is putting a lot of effort into it, and it is
I know.
fucking brilliant. I absolutely love it. I'm going to tag it on the next on our Instagram. Thanks, Jay-Z Runs, for sending us that. It's fucking brilliant. It's great. I'm just so happy somebody else is doing it so we don't have to.
Yeah,
Yeah, and now we can talk about it freely because it's on somebody else's Instagram, so we're not going to get sued or not let into America.
amazing, amazing.
You're just looking down the chapter list of my book to see all of the great chapters there are.
Yeah, wow.
What's your favourite chapter?
Oh, my favourite chapter. Wow, that
Oh,
must
God, what's
be
your favourite chapter?
hard.
Wow, so validating.
Probably changing your mind. Thoughts are
Oh.
not facts. It's just the way I am.
Yeah, changing your mind. See, what I've done there is I've said like changing your mind, because if you change their mind, but I'm talking about actually changing your mind. So it's actually a really clever pun, isn't it?
Wow, it's like a
Play on
dual
words.
level.
Yeah, it's duality
Wow.
in a, it's really, really clever.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
God.
And do you know what I came up with the other day?
What?
That I wish I'd put in the book. People that say but. So this happened,
Yeah.
but. This happened, but. Like, don't take accountability for actions. And I thought to myself, do you know what would make a good chapter title? Get out your own butthole.
I don't like big butts.
Ah, yeah. I like big butts and I cannot lie. Yeah, that's it. Other people's buttholes. Something about the butthole. Don't fall
Well,
into the butthole.
we could always put that in at the next reprint, which will probably happen quite soon.
Yeah, exactly, because they're selling like hotcakes, guys. Hotcakes. Hotcakes aren't very nice, are they?
I don't know, actually. I've
I
never
guess
tried
it
it.
would have been more like a scone if it was hot. They're selling them as scones. And
Oh, yeah, I do like a
once it's
warm.
scone, it's scone.
Only the hardback, the paperback will be
Yeah, but
together
once it's
forever.
scone, it's scone. Scone.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell, I'm so funny. I should be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, you should. You should.
My next book
Yeah.
will be a joke book.
Yeah.
Some could argue that my first book
Oh,
was a joke book. Really have fun of it, Tom.
hope you enjoy the publisher for the next one.
Oh. Pickle still convinced you're going to commission The Life of Pi.
Well, who knows? Who knows where the publishing industry is going in the light of AI? But it looks amazing. The worksheets and the cover and everything, and the bookmarks look really amazing.
Oh, I'm
So,
excited. I'm excited about doing some more of that.
yeah, super excited.
Thanks
Yeah,
for doing this season.
that's all right,
You've
mate.
been
Thank you for having me.
great. And as always, and you're the only person who does any preparation, and it's great. Actually, that's not true.
Well,
I did do a bit. Yeah,
I
it's
have
great.
to, and even
Oh.
with preparation, when I listen to these back, all I hear is me going, well, so imagine me without
Then us
preparation.
going off on a complete tangent about something else.
Yeah, always.
Right, I'm going to go and buy a house and do this wine. And what else are we going to do? Have a Christmas and a new year and hang out with my dog. What are you going to do? Wrap yourself in cotton wool and hide in the cupboard under the stairs till next year.
No, I'm going to the vertebrate Christmas lunch today.
Fucking lads. Where
I'm
are you
going
going?
for
String fellows?
Christmas dinner with you next week, I believe.
Do you think we need to book that? Can we walk straight in? Because it's like they're quite. I'm going to ask you
Oh,
to
we
out
could probably
today.
talk about this off
Okay, that's
the
awesome. We're not going to tell people where we're going. Let's tell people where we're going, and maybe they'll come and buy us dinner.
podcast. Yeah, and then I'm going to enjoy Christmas and enjoy having. I've got lots of targets for next year already. I've got Inverness Half in February.
That's
Then I've
hard.
got the Fells person, the
Oh, fucking hell. Are
Fellsman.
you going to do the Fellsman? I just feel like I'm so scared of getting injured. But you have to train, right?
No, it'll be lovely. I can't honestly, I can't wait. I think the route's amazing. I was out on it the other day, and then have Hard Rock to look forward to. So yeah, my year next year is looking really good. Really
Great.
excited.
I just want to, before we go, say a quick brap, 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 which is a young person's term from the 90s or noughties. Sam Skinner, who won the Cheviot Goat, because he's an alcoholic like me. So, yay! Yay for the booze hounds! Woohoo! And Robin Cassidy, who came first lady, obviously, because she's fucking incredible. And Nikki Spiggs came second. And then Simon Roberts came second. Men. But what a nice little group of people. So, and it looks like a great race. That's a race I'd love to do, but always too close to like a Winter Downs or a Arc or a. It's not actually too close to the Arc or Spine. So maybe next year. But congratulations, Sam. I really, really admire Sam because he has turned his life around and he's an absolute inspiration. He's Sam Runs Trails on Instagram. He's a fucking lovely man. They're all lovely, but he especially has a place in my heart as a fellow booze hound. So well done, Sam. He worked really fucking hard for that. So good man. Congratulations to Courtney DeWalter on her 2:38 marathon. Have you seen the photos of that? It looks like AI. Because everybody's in their pants and bras. And she's in her fucking shorts and sunglasses. She's just at a massive. She looks like Biggie Smalls. It's incredible.
Yeah, no, it's amazing though, and genuinely that an ultra runner can win 100 milers, three-time winner of Hard Rock, and also runs a 2:38 marathon. I think that's incredible.
Absolute nonsense. Okay, I love you all. I'm going to go and have some porridge and then go out and do a session in this weather, which is absolutely mad, but it'll be funny.
Yeah,
So,
make sure the wind's behind you, mate.
yeah, I'm going to try.
Stay away from rivers.
Oh, that's a problem because it is going to be sketchy with that. Okay, I love you. I'll speak to you next month, next year. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Running Won't Save You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, would you mind nipping to Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your pods, and just leaving us a review, but also hitting that subscribe button? God, I hate saying that, but it really does help us with our numbers, and that helps us to attract better sponsors, and that means that we can do this more often. So if you can do that, we will be very grateful. We are on Instagram. It's at Running Won't Save You Pod. And just a quick shout out to some people who I personally support and would love for you guys to check out as well. They are the Green Runners. You can join the Green Runners, get yourself a patch and feel very smug. Pair Ups, who will fix shoes. They send you shoe fixing kits. Look them up on Instagram. Pre-Love Sports, don't buy a new kit. You don't need it. The most sustainable kit you've got is the kit you're already wearing. So head to Pre-Loved Sports website and you'll be able to buy amazing kits super cheap. I bought a Montane Gecko vest the other week for like £30 and I wore it for the Dragon's Back. It was incredible. Into Ultra are a charity who work to make ultra running available to everybody, helping pay for coaching, helping pay for physio, helping pay for race entries. So go over and see what they're doing, see if you can help, see if you can donate. And finally, Reaction Collective, who are an incredible group of people who fix kit, who can recycle kit, and who generally have loads of information about how you can be a bit more of a sustainable runner. We will see you next week.